This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Thanks for tuning in to this podcast. I've spent decades in the media reporting on all sorts of events, tragic and otherwise. Small stories like getting money back for ordinary folk from shysters to the big frauds on a national and international scale. To reporting on the America's Cup in 1983 from Newport, Rhode Island, to the Granville train disaster in 1977. Gathering the news has become second nature, and fighting injustice, well, that just comes naturally. But now I have become the news, or at least we have, with my wife Marion. We own Fab FM Port Douglas. And ACMA, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, has just concluded an investigation into the radio station. We were dobbed in by a person or persons for breaching our narrow cast licence rules. Firstly, we didn't do it on purpose, and that is the God's honest truth. When we came on air Anzac Day of 2018, our format pretty well reflected the model of the previous radio station, except, of course, the music we played, the oldies from the 50s right through to the 80s. Like the previous radio station that used our very same license, we did local, national, international news and community information that reflected life in the Douglas Shire. Things like talking to the mayor each Monday morning about council issues. Church pump stuff, sure, but we love the Douglas Shire, so what the harm? Well, a lot. We were not correct in doing that under our licence conditions. And I'm certainly not blaming the previous radio station. It was our choice, and we thought we were doing the right thing. We were wrong. A complaint was put into ACMA about everything we were doing, including the music we were playing. Commercial radio can play what they like and say what they like because they pay huge bucks for their licences, while narrowcast licences don't attract that sort of money. We have to air material that's of little interest, and hits and memories are of great interest, it seems, under the rules. So that style of music went, and we've replaced it with country. And that's not everybody's cup of tea, but that's good in terms of the rules. There's lots of narrowcast stations around Australia playing country music, so we think we're okay there. After ACMA alerted us we were in breach with the music and doing local and international news, community information and broadcasting local weather and even giving the time, we put all our local information, news, interviews or features up on our podcast page, on social media and not on the air, as that would breach our licence requirements. We complied with ACMA's wishes, and willingly. The last thing myself and Marion want to do is something wrong. That is not who we are. We made the move from Adelaide, where I had a job at Channel 7. I not only worked as a reporter, but was stand-in host for a local current affairs program. A job I resigned from when we decided to have a palm tree change. We left friends and family to travel north to make a new life and new friends and provide a voice for the local community. And on the friends front, we've made some wonderful new friends who know what's truly in our hearts. We love the Douglas Shire and the people who live in it. We're planning to do a series of commercials in conjunction with the Douglas Shire Council that will help local businesses to keep their doors open and locals to stay employed. That aside, ads we can do under our licence conditions. Without them, we can't keep our doors open. Our advertisers, the people who have helped us stay on the air, have been amazing. We've received emails of support from many of them during this tough time. Thank you. A tough time for us, but it's nothing like the tough times the far north, Australia, and indeed the world is experiencing at the moment. But we will come through this, and the end seems nigh. Now to the tourist information breaches by Fab FM. The broadcasts reviewed by ACMA reveal less than 10% of automated programming provided tourist information, and of our four live-hosted programs, no more than 17% of time was devoted to tourist information. We honestly thought the tourist spots we did was enough. To us, they seemed wall to wall. I also did many interviews on air about tourism. ACMA didn't think so. We have rectified that. We've now dedicated the 107.1 FM band to 100% tourism messages, 24 hours a day, and that is up and running. A sign coming into Port Douglas can't be missed, so visitors will be able to get the information they need. Fab FM will be monitored by ACMA for the next 2 years, and we're now confident we are operating by the book and will continue to do so. While you might read some articles about what happened to us, that is just one side of the story. Online newspaper Newsport here in Port Douglas, to their credit, did ask us for our side, and I was happy to talk to Howard Salco about what went down. I've been in love with radio my entire life, from the age of around 10, recording radio shows in my bedroom using a reel-to-reel tape recorder and a small turntable to spin the 45s, using ads from the newspapers, I'd cut them out to have my live reads, putting together an hour show and then playing it back to an audience of one, my mum, who would give me notes on what she thought I did wrong or right. My dream is always to one day finish my media days in a place like the Douglas Shire as the local radio announcer. To maybe leave this place a little better for having been here. I don't know if that'll happen, but I do know this. I love what I do with a passion, and I can do no more than my best. And I know the Douglas Shire is where myself and Marion are meant to be. Stay safe and happy Mother's Day to all the mums for tomorrow, and thank you for listening.